Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Today, African cuisine.
So that's pretty sweet, one of the most common meals like that everyone is supposed to have in the refrigerator at all times.
Cassava meal. Have it all the time in the refrigerator.
A little bit, you know.
Okay.
I'm not professional, but good.
Okay, not professional, but you can do, which is good, right? Okay. Africa is home to hundreds of different cultural and ethnic groups. Traditionally, cuisines in Africa use a combination of locally available fruits, cereal grains and vegetables, as well as milk and meat products. There are also significant regional differences in the eating and drinking habits of the continent's population. As usual on Let's Talk, we'll explore this intriguing subject, of course, in our usual lighthearted manner. So please stay tuned. Time to welcome to our show my colleague Yemi Obajemi and my guest Harriet Shangirai and Solomon Chris. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing African cuisine. As I mentioned, different regions in Africa boast a range of foods and flavors unique to their own. Let's first check out West Africa, where Fatoumata Karoma is from. She's from Sierra Leone to be exact. So Fatoumata, tell us, what is your favorite dish?
Well, I know that, you know, my family originated from Sierra Leone.
Okay.
So, you know, if you talk to any Sierra Leonean, you know, our signature cuisine or signature meal, they would say it's cassava leaf.
Okay.
And so that's pretty sweet, one of the most common meals, like, that everyone is supposed to have in the refrigerator at all times.
Cassava meal. Have it all the time in the refrigerator. Okay, so, I like that. When you cook that meal, what are the condiments here? Do you have coconut milk with it or?
Well, it's a soup that they eat with rice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they eat it with white rice, and it's greens, actually. They call it plastas. It's a green.
Right.
So, from the cassava.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what they use, and they cook it with palm oil.
That's your signature, too, palm oil, right?
Yeah, palm oil's our signature, but, you know, you're finding lots of times now that people are skipping that and going to the different oils or canola or coconut, because I guess palm oil has had a bad rep because they're saying it's not good for your heart and health.
Oh, okay. Okay, so for healthier purposes, some people go for coconut or canola. I'm from East Africa, and really, cassava leaves are wonderful. And when they put that coconut on it, oh my God, I love that. I don't do the canola now. My favorite just use the cassava, you know?
Okay.
Not even the palm. I can't do the palm either. So, cassava with coconut, I love it.
Okay.
I love it. And I enjoy it so much. Now, tell me about something. What would be the other meal that you're going to have with your cassava? Is it going to be rice? Is it going to be fufu? I know fufu is common in Nigeria. I don't know about Sierra Leone.
Fufu is common in Sierra Leone.
Okay.
There's different ways you can serve it.
Okay.
You can serve it from the cassava pound. You can would do it a powdered type of yam. But it is very common in Sierra Leone. But normally, with cassava leaf, they will not do a fufu. It depends on what type of food you're eating.
Okay.
Like, they would do it with maybe an okra soup. They would eat fufu with okra soup, or they call some soup sawa sawa. Some of those light soups, you know, they would do the fufu with.
Or pepe soup. What about pepe soup?
Exactly. Yeah, my dad did that too when he came. He had pepe soup with the fufu.
Yeah.
So normally it's like a light soup they will have with the fufu.
Right.
But cassava leaf, they would look at you maybe a little bit funny if you have people with cassava leaf.
Thank you, Fatmata Koroma, a native of Sierra Leone. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we are discussing African cuisine.
So much love, so much.
So tell me, can you feel it?
So much.
Okay, folks, here's my friend Yemi. Tell me about Nigeria. What's going on over there? Do you have a lot of healthy foods or a lot of greasy foods? What's going on?
Well, I guess because I was born there, I would be biased and say, yes, we do have healthy food.
Okay.
But like any other country, you have food that is not so healthy as well. It all depends on how you cook it. But I think if you were to look at what we eat in Nigeria in general, I would call it healthy, yes, because we eat a lot of leaves.
Okay.
You know, we eat a lot of spinach, especially.
Okay.
Unless you're like super poor and you just wanted to make regular red pepper stew with whatever you eat. But
With fufu,
exactly. You know what I mean? But, you know, despite that, you know, people still go out of their way to add one type of vegetable or one type of leaf to their meal. You have the regular spinach, and then you have, off the top of my head, from my tribe alone, I think you can find at least 3 or 4 different kinds of...
And what is your tribe?
Yoruba.
Oh, you're the Yoruba guys.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah. You guys eat a lot of meat, is that correct?
Everybody in Nigeria eats a lot of meat.
Not just Yoruba.
Everybody eats a lot of meat. I mean, I would say Nigerians eat a lot of goat meat, but people from up north eat a lot of meat as well because they're the ones who are significant to or who are synonymous for making suya, which is
suya. What is suya?
Okay, so suya is could be made from, well, it's mostly made from beef.
Okay.
And what they do is they cut them into thin slices, thin slices that are kind of long, and kind of like a kebab. Think kebab, but instead of the chunky square pieces of meat,
right,
they're flat. They're flat and thinly cut. Now they're spiced and seasoned. And, you know, seasoned with spices and oil. And then they're sun-dried, I think is how they do it. So the meat really absorbs all the, you know, spices and oil and everything. And then at night, when you're walking around, you can already smell it from, like, miles away because... If you're walking on the road and you see like a green kind of lantern, that's a suya guy is nearby. And you can tell from the smell. And so you go there, you pick one based on the size. The size would usually determine the price. The bigger ones are obviously more expensive.
The bigger the price, the bigger the size.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when you pick it, then they put it over the grill, charcoal grill.
Right.
And that's just to make it hot and whatever has not been already, I want to say it's either pre-cooked or something because it doesn't stay too long on the grill. You don't wait that long.
And it's like smoked beef or something?
Yeah, you know, so they fan it and you're there like maybe 5-10 minutes, not long at all, and then they just take it off, slice it into like newspaper with onions and more spices and then wrap it up and you're on your way.
Really?
Yeah. And that's something you either eat alone or you have it with this thing we call gari, which is a kind of grain, and you just soak that in water with ice cubes, and some people put sugar, some people know.
Yeah.
But back to the whole healthy thing.
Yeah.
We do, you're making me salivate. You know, back to eating healthy, I think unhealthy habits come in various forms, and people are left to their vices at the end of the day. You pick your poison, you know. You
pick your poison.
No,
really?
Honestly, you know, people.
But tell me, Yemi, when I go to these different functions, I'm telling you, I find a lot of grease on most of the Nigerian dishes. Is that not true?
Well, you can't make. I don't think you can make any Nigerian stew without using oil.
Exactly. And lots of it.
Well, not too much. Some more than others, but not too much. At least at least one serving spoon of oil or two, depending on how much stew you're making.
Okay.
But, you know, oil is not... Well, It's not that bad.
It's
not that bad. If you're eating every day greens or anything like that every day, and you're not exercising,
then you
there's still side effects. So no matter what you eat, there are side effects. I think the end result is you just want to eat and exercise.
So the end result, what you're saying is Nigerian dish is delicious.
Very delicious. Very delicious. Matter of fact,
yeah,
I used to cook for myself until God blessed me by allowing my mom to move to the United States 2 years ago.
Really?
And I stopped cooking. I just give her the money. She makes the food and she ships it to my house.
Oh,
and that's it.
Oh my God.
And
you're
know
such
what?
A lucky guy, okay?
I don't gain weight from that. I exercise and I don't gain weight.
Really?
Whereas when I was eating all American,
yes,
I could not shake the weight.
Of course, you know that.
We can
see how people gain weight in this country. You know how it is.
The cuisine of West Africa varies from region to region. In some areas, traditional people consume the bulad and the milk of cattle. Others are farmers who grow a variety of grains, vegetables. This includes maize, which is the East African version of West African fufu. And then there's ugali, which is a starch dish eaten with meat or stew in Uganda, Tanzania, Kenya, Zambia, Congo, and a great part of East and Central Africa. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
African Music Mix.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best. Tune in from 0 to 300 hours UTC and from 11 to 1300 hours UTC every single day on the Voice of America.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. I'm here in our Washington studio with Yemi Obajemi, Solomon Chris, and Harriet Shangirai. Right now, we are discussing African cuisine. Shangirai, tell me about Tanzania. You're from Tanzania. You have a lot of delicious foods over there. Tell me about it.
Yes, we do have a lot of delicious food. We have pilau, chapati.
I know. Pilau is the top rice. Of the line, huh?
Exactly, exactly. Even though they use it mostly like a delicacy or party food, I would say.
Right.
But one thing is, it's a lot of oil.
You heard that, Yemi, my brother?
High blood pressure.
Oh, my brother. In Nigeria, say my brother. My brother, listen, my brother. Tell Yemi, when you go to Tanzania, when you eat that pilau, in order for pilau to qualify, you got to use your hands, put it together.
Yeah.
Once you pull that hand, you should see drippings of
oil. Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God.
Yeah, man. That's what they say. This is the real deal.
Okay, so see, then you guys are worse than Nigerians, right? Because you can't do that in Nigeria.
Yes.
Oh, are you sure you can do that in
Nigeria? No, you can't do that in Nigeria.
Captain, tell us about this, man. You're also from Tanzania. But it's especially the part you're from, I know pilau is not the biggest deal. You have your own stuff. Tell us about it over there, man.
I'm from Bukoba. Matoke is a staple food in Bukoba. And how it's made from plantain. It is low plantain mixed with meat, or you can mix with fish, or you can mix with beans. And it's also because they don't use much oil on it. Down there, they serve it in a traditional way.
Mm.
They find these banana leaves. Okay. Instead of conventional plates, they use banana leaves. You know, put them on fire to make them softer. Mm-hmm. And then they just lay them down and then put all these banana leaves. And then they'll bring this big pot of cooked matoke, banana, We call it matoke. And then put down there, and then people just come, sit around, and then eat together.
This is what Yemi needs
way.
To see, my brother. Yemi, you need to go and try that, my
where,
man.
Where are the parties for, you know, when you guys throw parties, I never get invites, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know where you went, man. I can't find you.
Yeah.
Especially when we have these New Year parties at work here. I mean, there's a lot of African foods coming, you know, all over the place because everybody else is here.
So you
next time you mention when you go to somewhere where the Tanzanians ask for matoke, my friend.
Okay.
But Solomon, not only Tanzania, this food is also in Kampala, Uganda, is that correct?
Yeah, actually it's a staple of food in Uganda because when you talk about Bukoba, Bukoba is just at the border of Tanzania and the Uganda. So
right.
Even they share traditions and all those kind of stuff. So it's the same like Uganda. And matoke is very healthy food. It's full of not much. Yeah, there is carbs. You're going to get protein from the meat or from the fish. And then they use greens like spinach.
Yeah.
It accompanies the banana. So
thank you, Solomon. It's really healthy food. Hold your thought right there. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we are discussing African cuisine. And spanning the continent, how about Sudan? What is Sudanese cuisine like? Well, who knows better than my Sudanese colleague here at VOA, May Abdel Nasir. May, first of all, do you consider yourself a good cook?
A little bit, you know.
Okay.
I'm not professional, but good.
Okay, not professional, but you can do, which is good, right? Okay. Tell me, May, what is the best staple food in Sudan? When you sit down, you say, this is something I love from Sudan.
Okay, in Sudan, we have different dishes and different food.
Okay.
And the food in Sudan is maybe it's related with the area from the north and east and, you know.
And south.
Any area, yes. They
and
have
you're from the north, right?
I'm from the north.
Okay.
We have food is called the gurasa.
Gurasa,
yes.
What is gurasa?
Gurasa is, it's contained from two sides of food.
Uh-huh.
The first one is like bread from wheat,
okay.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And the other is dam'a. Dam'a is contained from sauce, red sauce with meat or with chicken.
Uh-huh.
And it's eaten together, you know. It's called the gurasa.
Oh.
Yes, it's very delicious, you know.
Wow, it sounds delicious too when you talk to me about it. And you know what? I was asking a friend of mine here.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have colleagues, as you know, from Ethiopia.
Wow.
And
yes.
They have that meal.
Yes.
Is this gurasa like injera?
Yes, it's little bit, but injera, the bread is, it's not heavy.
It's like very light.
It's very light, not heavy, you know.
Okay, okay.
Our bread is heavy, you
it's
know.
Thick.
It's thick, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's very good, you know.
Very
and
delicious.
I think it's not with it's by another scorn or something else the bread is contained.
Okay.
Yes. So, but I love the zabos, injeras, wow, very delicious, you know. They have their own spices.
Oh, yeah. And what about spices? Sudan?
And Ethiopian, they have the common in the spices, you know.
Right.
Yes.
And what about this Sudan food? You said gurasa?
Gurasa.
What about the gurasa? Is it gurasa also? Is it hot? Any hot spices?
Yes. Some people eat it hot. Some people no.
Okay.
It's regular, you know. But it's hot. It's eat it hot, you know. That is all, you know. In they put inside or side dishes like spices, sauce, right.
Okay.
And vegetables with it, with lime, and that is all, you know.
Wow.
Very, very, very.
Wow, delicious meal, huh?
Yes. And we have al-asida,
okay.
We have al-kisra, and we have the chicken and rice and pasta and everything,
and like
the
others.
Like
everybody
yes.
else, right?
And okay. beans, black beans. People Sudanese like black beans.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's your favorite, black beans?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's something I didn't know.
Thank you, May. That's my Sudanese colleague here at the Voice of America, May Abdel Nasir. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing African cuisine.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. When I speak to some people, they say, you know what, African dishes, man, they're so unhealthy. What can you tell me about them?
Well, I think what it boils down to is this whole concept of wanting to claim westernization as superior, so to speak. I'm thoroughly against that. Our foods are just as healthy or can be just as healthy as any modified westernized dish you can find out there. The only difference is that ours has taste and it tastes better. Honestly,
it's original.
It's exactly
organic. We
just exactly. Now, speaking of organic, have you ever, since we live in the DC area, have you ever been to an African market and bought a chicken thigh or chicken leg?
Yeah, of course. I go to African market every weekend.
Have you ever put it side by side with the chicken leg you get from Shoppers?
Man, don't even want me to start with that. Don't get me started, man. You know.
The one from the American store is like 3 times bigger.
Yeah.
And you can tell the difference because when you eat the one from the American store, it feels... I don't know if it's soft or moist.
Very
or
soft.
Like,
very, very soft.
You know, it's
yeah.
not. It's not like the one you get from the African market. It feels like it's tough. Mm-hmm. You know, because it hasn't been fed any chemicals or whatnot. And thank God for the internet and these same, you know, Western world, or let me say the Americans, who are very good at documenting everything. Because if they weren't doing that, we would just believe, oh, they just make their food better. You know,
know
what I mean? We would not know,
you would know what
that
is,
they were
yeah.
feeding chickens chemicals yeah. to the point that the chickens can't even stand on their own 2 feet. That's how bad the chemicals are. You know what I mean? But, you know, so I always disagree when anybody says yeah. our foods are not healthy. No, yeah. we may spice it up a bit and, you know, use oil or whatever and sometimes go overboard with the meat.
And when you mention spicy, let me come to Shangri-La. Here's the question, Shangri-La. So many people say, you know what? When you eat West African foods, they're too spicy. And some people say, no, this spicy is not good for us. Tell us, from the point of view, you know, you're a health expert here. Is that bad that there's too much spicy? Oh, spice is okay. How about this spicy on these foods sometimes?
Well, the best of my knowledge, I mean, I don't think if it's something is hot, that is bad. I'm thinking if they say spice, the spice that is bad is the coconut milk, because that is saturated fat. The minute it goes into your body, it clings to it, it's not going anywhere. Mm. So when spice is concerned, I don't think if the food is hot, that can injure or hurt somebody. I don't have that knowledge yet.
Okay. So it's okay
but
to
even
be hot.
Indian,
okay.
Yes.
I know the Indian foods is a lot of spicy
yes,
hot.
And actually, like these spices are called tamarind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say that spice is very good because it helps reduce the chances of getting Alzheimer's.
Oh, really?
Yes. So
we need to find that spicy.
Exactly.
Because
so,
you know how people suffer with Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's,
in this country.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, I was recently I was talking to a friend of mine, and funny enough, she's African American, but she was giving out a recipe for how to clear your sinuses really quick. If you ever come down with a, you know, sinus or cold or whatever. And I remember clearly 2 things she mentioned was some kind of rum and garlic. And I think she mentioned, so it, I know it was like, I think 2 spices and rum, liquor and spice.
You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. We'll be back in a moment.
VOA News is always at the tip of your fingers. All the news you want about Africa and the world, day and night, is available on voaafrica.com.
voaafrica.com.
Make it your first source of news and information.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. Well, Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
Well, I think that African cuisine is very delicious. It can be unhealthy, but you can also have healthy options. There are certain ingredients that you use. You can opt to get the healthier option of it and then prepare it nicely for your family. And it also, I believe, it's very filling. And we have some African cultures where we eat more starchy or carbohydrate foods, but then we tend to eat that during lunch, so you don't have to eat that during dinner. Because dinner, I believe, is the worst meal ever, that you have to eat a lot of food and then you go to bed, which brings the issue of obesity or gaining weight. But in general, I think African food is very, very healthy. It all depends on how you prepare it, and it's very delicious.
And thank you to our listeners who shared their views with us. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing African cuisine. Talk Africa, that's the program you're tuned to, and our topic today is African cuisine. It is time now for the unusual story of the week. This week in unusual news, the world's tallest teenage girl, Alessana da Cruz Silva from Brazil, is set to marry her rather compact fiancé, who is just 5'4" in Brazil. The teenage girl, who kept growing because of a rare pituitary disorder, is in love with her boyfriend, who only stands to reach a little above her waist. But the difference in height doesn't bother her. She stands at 6'8", and they have dated for more than 3 years. And according to the Herald Sun, the lovebirds are having challenges in holding hands, hugging, or kissing. And for the most part, people usually think he is her little brother or her son rather than a lover. But guess what? She is down for whatever. They are determined to marry soon. The world is full of surprises. And that's it for our show on African cuisine. A big thank you to my phone guest, Fatoumata Koroma from Sierra Leone, and my colleague May Abdel Nasir from Sudan. And of course, a big thank you to my studio guest, Harit Shangirai and Solomon Chris, as well as my colleague, Yemi Obajemi. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the VOA announcement, press 40 to get the Let's Talk greeting and leave us a message after the beep. That's 202-205-9942. The US country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be taxis in Africa. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Modu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.